Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is John Lee. Welcome to Genevieve Jones. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. I had to go to another unit, so I hope you can all hear me now. And how are you today? I trust that your day has gone well, and I trust that God has been blessing you in some special way. Today's episode, I'd like to share about Lent. Today actually began this first Sunday of Lent. So the Lent season is in full, has started. Actually, it started on Ash Wednesday, this past Wednesday. And I went to church service and received my ashes. In the church, my spouse and I received our ashes. And as it's Ash Wednesday is a kind of a special day, you know, the beginning of Lent. What is Lent? You know, what specifically is Lent? Probably some of you know what it is. Lent is a Christian religious observance, and it commemorates the 40 days that Jesus Christ spent in the desert being tempted by the devil. And it sounds, and a number of them, different denominations observe it. I grew up in the Catholic tradition, so it was it was a regular part of Lent during the Lent season. Eastern Orthodox celebrated, Lutheran and Methodist denominations, United Protestant is another one, and there are a number of others that celebrate Lent in some form. Lent, as I mentioned earlier, Ash Wednesday, Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. Now, what Ash Wednesday commemorates is where the ashes come from palm leaves that came from the previous year. What they are, they're burned and they have ashes. And what's done is at a service, the minister or sister thumb or their finger in the ash and they draw a sign of the cross on the forehead of the each worshiper. And I find it to be a very wonderful tradition because it reminds me that Lent has begun. It's kind of a reminder of what I need to do or what I can do during Lent season. The common observances of Lent are fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. It's actually a time of reflection, kind of similar to Advent, which I do also. I use Advent to be a time of reflection. because it's the Advent of the end of the year. Lent is like the beginning. Actually, it's the beginning of spring. Spring will be here in about maybe 3+ weeks. So Advent can be the beginning of new life, a different life. Growing up in the Catholic tradition, some people gave up some things. In our tradition, we, at that time, you know, you didn't eat meat on Fridays, only fish on Fridays. And some of the more stringent denominations, they don't eat fish or meat or dairy, any eggs or things like that. Some are more stringent than others. And for years, Catholic Church has had that. And maybe a decade or so ago, they kind of relaxed that it's not required if you had to eat only fish on Friday. Though there are many people who still follow the tradition of eating fish on Friday. And also, Friday is a way of people giving up something. Some people give up meat. Or some people in some traditions give up something in their faith. They might give up some candy. They might give up coffee or maybe going to a movie or anything. It can be anything that you want to give up. That's kind of a sacrifice to God. Now, it varies. Yeah, like I said, it varies from tradition to tradition, whatever your religious tradition is. Now, I didn't know it. I found that out just today. I know Lent is 40, I mentioned 40 days of Jesus in the desert. It doesn't count Sunday. I didn't know that. All these years, I didn't know that, but okay, that's fine. That's why I understand what Lent is, know what Lent really is about, so no, I have no arguments there about arguments there. And people, as I mentioned, people celebrate Lent different ways. As I've gotten older, I like to do a lot of reflection because, you know, God brings us to a certain point. He's brought me a long way from a lot of things. And, you know, I know people that do fast. I would love to fast. I can't fast for health reasons. I can't fast anymore. But, people fast. Some people pray, spend a lot of time in prayer. Repentance. You know, some people repent. And I think that's a wonderful time. Lent can be a time of repentance. And it can be a time where we can reflect on what needs to be changed in our life. What would we like to do? What things have we done? What things we can improve on? Are there new things that God has led us to do? The title of this lesson, Time of Lent, Time of Repentance. Now, I chose this title because I believe that this should be a time where we seek out God and pray and seek His forgiveness. Because I'm reminded that this is a time through Jesus. So for Israel to repent, that they will believe in him, and they will repent of their sins. And this is the reason why he came. And I think about my own life and other things that we, you know, each day we only, we could improve upon, we only repent and ask God's forgiveness for any sin that he has committed. And there's also six Sundays one season, and six Sundays. And then it goes to Monday, Thursday, until we get up to Monday, Thursday. Now, Monday, Thursday commemorates the night before Jesus died. He shared the Passover meal with the disciples and his closest friends. And I can only imagine that Jesus is going. Jesus knew what he faced. He knew what was going to happen. And his disciples weren't quite sure as to what. But where did they go from here? I'm pretty sure it was very sad and kind of somber. I'm sure the apostles had a lot of questions to ask Jesus, because they didn't know what was going to happen. You know, after he died, they didn't know what was going to happen. And I find that a lot of these Jesus have talked about this, alluded to this many times during his ministry. And now it's coming to a point where the disciples had to face the prospect of Jesus not being with them physically anymore. Now, Monday, Thursday, it's celebrated in a number of some traditions. Some traditions don't celebrate it. Personally, I wanted, you know, growing up in the Catholic tradition, we didn't celebrate Monday, Thursday. And when I got to my current church that we celebrate Monday, Thursday. But as I read more about it, I got to understand what it was, you know, like a commemoration of the day before Jesus died. And I concluded it's an important part of celebrating Lent. Then, of course, we have Good Friday, Friday when Jesus died. And then Lent culminates with Easter Sunday. Oh, I forgot, I neglected to say before the Sunday before Easter Sunday is Palm Sunday. A lot of religious traditions hand out palms to the congregants. My current OI group Catholic religion is, no, he did, and a number of Protestant denominations hand out palms. And what it commemorates is Jesus' triumphal entrance into Jerusalem on the mountain. And what it is, if people were laying out palms as in kind of making like a trail. Kind of reminds me of when Hollywood, they have the red carpet things. The red carpet is like leading up to the great moment, you know, entering the building where they're going to have all the awards, the Academy Awards. And this was laying down palms as a triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And people were all excited. People were celebrating. This is the King of the Jews. You know, and they were really all excited about it. And it's on, you know, this morning in service, the speaker we had, he shared the temptations of Jesus that Jesus had with the devil. It's found in Matthew chapter 4. And I'm going to read from the New International Version as chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus is led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and he will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Jesus answered, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God, put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I'll give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. I can imagine how Jesus felt after 40 days of not eating. And then, you know, he was, you know, of course, when you're hungry, you know, there's many temptations. But Jesus had seemed to have an answer for everything the devil threw at him. And when I think of that, you know, I believe that there are things that we can do with our lives. And I'm sure there have been people who tempted with money. People have tempted a number of things. You know, with all the COVID that we have, some people are maybe tempted to give up. Some are going through a difficult time, you know, illness. Maybe about a lack of a job, food insecurity, how they're going to pay the rent. You know, things have changed so much, you know. And also, they may have to make some changes in their life. Also, it could be a time where people have to really face themselves and think. Maybe it's time to go to that brother or their sister and forgive them for something. Or some deed that was, maybe some deed that they did against someone. And the pandemic kind of opened up a lot of things for people. It may have opened up a whole wound. But there's spring coming. Spring will be here. And Lent is like the beginning of spring, spiritually speaking. Now it's a time, a new time where you can kind of think and pray and, you know, reflect on where you are. I think reflection is it's something that's a year-round thing, but however, I think during Lent, you know, particularly I think the reflection has a, what shall I say, a different and intense meaning to it, because of the occasion. I always remember that Jesus. You know, Jesus is always calling everybody to repent. It was part of his ministry, asking the nation of Israel to repent of their sins and come to him. And month is a good time to do that. Lent is a time where we can have a new spring. The actual spring will be here in another few weeks, but we can have a spring spiritually. Going through Lent is like, it's like a journey, kind of like a journey. I remember when we used to do have what's called a labyrinth, like we walk. We used to have the long cloth and we walk different areas. I go different areas, pray, reflect, meditate. And it was wonderful. And I found it kind of refreshing and meditative because you focus on God, you focus on prayer, you focus on asking God to help you, kind of like a little journey, in a sense, not going anywhere. But then again, going somewhere, it's like a spiritual journey. So I always say to my friends, our lives are journeys. We don't know where it's going to lead. We don't know where it's going to lead, but it's going to lead somewhere. I hope you understand what I'm saying here. And this is how I look at life, it's a special time. In my young Christian life, that we kind of thought about Christmas and Easter. Someone asked me about it, and I said, well, Christmas is a wonderful time. Okay, Christmas time, I know that Jesus is born. That's a happy time. And then you go to Easter and a bunch of that up to it. I know that Jesus died. Well, that reminds me, I know why he died. He died in our place. He died so we wouldn't have to pay the penalty of our sin. He was that sacrificial lamb. He was that person who was willing to go for us. In other words, I guess some people would say, well, he was willing to take the wrath for us. And he did. And how many people all through the century have become born again simply because of his act? That's how I think about Lent. And as you go through this Lent season, pray. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, do it. If it's giving, got something, do that. There's many ways of giving. You can give your time. You can give your money. You can give your talents. You can help somebody. Anything. But focus on God. Stay focused on Jesus. Let him renew your spirit. Let him guide you. Let him change you. Be willing to change whatever he puts on you. And you'll see that your life will be different. And I just pray that this Lent will open up a new life for you. This is Genevieve, and I'd like to thank you for being here today. And I look forward to getting together to you the next time, our next episode of Genevieve. And God bless you. Amen.